Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right. 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Paranormality, everybody. I've got a very exciting episode for you today. Would you like me to give you a hint as to what it's about?
Yeah, go on then.
Right. I know, it's a bit cryptic, but now, some people love that saying, some people hate it.
Okay.
And for some people, it gives them a response like the tingles that start in your head, run down your spine and down across your shoulders, and it makes them feel sort of relaxed and pleasant, and you know, just they get that warm, tingly feeling. Not everyone. Mm-hmm. It's called an ASMR, a response to audio and visual stimulus. My headphones are going weird again. And the way I found out about this was actually through our YouTube channel.
Okay.
In YouTube Studio, which is obviously what I use to control our YouTube channel and look at its analytics and all that sort of thing, it tells me all sorts of weird and wonderful things about our viewers, these people at home watching us right now. And it tells me some of the things that they have searched.
Right, okay.
On YouTube, when you go and search in for something, like want to look at jet skis or something like that, it logs what your searches are. And because people have been searching for this ASMR, YouTube, for some reason, has been presenting them with our videos.
Okay. Is it almost like a hashtag kind of thing?
No, it's not a hashtag. It's, you mean ASMR itself?
Yeah, so people are typing in hashtag ASMR.
It might be, but they're likely missing out the hashtag and just typing in ASMR. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Okay.
That's kind of the clinical term for it. it used to kind of be known as like a brain orgasm or something like that. You know?
That sounds lovely.
But someone scientific decided that it should probably have a proper name. Mm-hmm. And then they came up with that acronym ASMR. When I first read it, I went, that's not how you spell asthma. But just for comedy purposes.
I like it.
But yeah, I honestly didn't know what it was. I hadn't got a clue. I'd never heard of it. So I went looking on the internet at what this ASMR, and man, I will tell you, there are some freaky videos out there.
Right. Well, when you said brain orgasm, I thought for a second, is this purely a sexual thing?
Well, it has been suggested that it's a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm.
But most people these days claim it really isn't. You know, it's probably about 90% of people just say, no, it's just like a relaxation thing. It's not sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen some videos that would make you second guess that.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Because there are some very strange. Typically, what a lot of people will respond to is whispering sounds and lip smacking. Like I said, as I took a sip of my drink and.
The lip smacking I understand, but I find whispering kind of creepy.
It can be, particularly on some of the. I watched this one video where. She was quite a hot woman.
We've got to keep this PG.
Yeah, but she was dressed up as Harley Quinn from the DC comics. And she was going, I want you to pretend that you're Batman and I've got you tied up. And she's just like whispering all this weird stuff. And I was like, this is not giving me the tingles at all.
No, see, this one here sounds creepy already.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, a lot of the videos that I watched trying to see if I could get an ASMR response or ASM response. I'm not sure how you'd say that. It didn't really work for me.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that in the past I've experienced it. You know, I'm sure I remember having that tingly sensation go from my head down my spine, and I'm not sure if it was making me particularly relaxed. It's similar to kind of getting spooked, isn't it?
Yeah.
When like you get the trigger. Chills and like, ooh, you know? But obviously this is much more of a nice thing.
Like a relaxing trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, I mean, it first came about in about 2007. I think it was on Reddit. A user, I think his name was Yeah Whatever, literally just started this post and said, it was a forum. Let's not say it was Reddit, because I don't know if it was. But it was definitely an online forum. And he came on there and he said, oh, there's certain sound triggers that I get that elicit this tingling response that starts in my head and works my way down my body, and it makes me feel nice and chilled out, nice and relaxed. Does anybody else out there get the same phenomenon? And he got absolutely loads of responses, loads of people come along and told him all of these different things that set them off. Some of them agreed, like the whispering.
No, I don't get it.
And some of them have got some very unique ones. And I think those unique ones are more the ones that have sort of inspired that sexual element.
Gotcha.
But I think probably content creators on YouTube that are trying to create videos to elicit these ASMR responses are probably sort of bringing that more to the front. You know, I think a lot of people would say, no, it's not really a sexual thing, until they go and look at these videos that have been created. I mean, I'm not joking you, man. This isn't going to get seedy now, but one of the videos, I presume a man dressed full-on GIMP costume, you know, the full face mask, everything, with a watermelon. And he was just rubbing this watermelon into a microphone.
Right.
He didn't even speak.
So I'm guessing it was like the rubber on the watermelon.
Yeah, yeah, the rubber squeaking on the watermelon. Yeah, making that sound that apparently triggers these ASMR responses. Can't say it affected me. To be honest, I wanted to get the hell out of there as quick as possible.
I was going to say, when you said it, it made me feel a bit ill, to be honest.
Watching it made me feel a little bit ill. And I can watch some really funky stuff, but yeah.
That was a bit much.
It was a surprise.
Well, I have heard of ASMR, but it's not obviously that popular. Well, no. I imagine nowadays it might be.
It's got more popular since about 2017 when it was given the term ASMR.
Okay.
So for about 10 years, everybody just called it the tingles or this braingasm or whatever. And then some clever scientist person decided that they should probably give it an official terminology to it. And then it got classified as ASMR. It was a woman. I can't remember her name. I did look it up, but I didn't write it down.
Okay. So to sum it up, it's essentially everyone's got, well, not everyone, but there's a lot of people out there that certain sounds make them feel good or tingly, or there's a reaction to it.
Yeah, and it seems to be a very regimented reaction. It's that tingles that starts off in the scalp and runs down the back of the head, down the spine, across the shoulder. Sometimes it even extends like into the limbs, but generally sort of dissipates in your torso and just makes you feel nice and relaxed, nice and happy. You know, it's not a scary thing. It's not a sexual thing. I think that is why people go onto YouTube and various sites and whatever, actually looking for this, for videos and for things that will create that ASMR response.
Yeah.
Because they want to relax. Some people, some of the videos out there say, oh, ASMR to get you to sleep in 5 minutes. So obviously, maybe some people, insomniacs, rely on this ASMR to relax them enough to actually get to sleep.
I'm with you on that because, one, I am part insomniac. I get like 4 hours of sleep a night and I can't do anything apart from put on sleep sounds on Alexa to. Right. Like get to sleep.
What do you like, use Rain or anything like, is it?
I got three that I switch between. So the main one is it's either Nightlife or City Rain, something like that.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird that it sends me off to sleep because it just sounds like rain. But then every now and then a car will just honk or drive by. And it doesn't make sense, but it's actually quite relaxing. Okay. The second one, which really puts me to sleep, is cats purring.
Oh, nice.
That's a really good one. That is one of my ASMR triggers, because I think that sounds quite nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. It does. And particularly when the cat's jumped on your lap. I've got three cats. One of them is particularly loving to me. When he jumps on my lap, he's...
Hey, are you doing that as well?
Oh, really?
That sounded nice there. Oh, that was really? A good cat impression.
That's not too bad.
Not sexual, but it sounded good. So,
yeah.
But the third one is waves, because it reminds me of being a kid and going to the beach in Cornwall every year.
Okay, yeah, so but I would imagine waves. Gentle waves, not like hurricane force.
Yeah, waves crashing against just the... gentle waves, just a bit of bodyboarding and yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
And they send me off to sleep straight away. Whereas if I don't have sleep sounds on, it takes me a while to drift off. And I can just lay there wide awake for a long time.
Yeah, there's nothing worse, is there?
Mm.
So, yeah, I can understand why people, you know, want to try and find these things. Obviously, you know, everybody needs to relax, don't they, from time to time. And yeah, if you are the kind of person like yourself who struggles to sleep, then you are going to go and look for these things. Like you say, you've got three set sounds that you use. And obviously, there's people going through the internet looking for similar things.
Yeah.
Now, what drove me... What struck me as strange is the fact that YouTube was presenting our videos to people looking for ASMR. And I was like racking my brain. Why is this? It's not like any of us sound like Morgan Freeman. The first time I met Andy Dufresne.
That's a terrible Morgan Freeman.
I know. I can never do Morgan Freeman. But exactly. You know, I mean, we got... fairly deep voices, I suppose, they're not ultra smooth voices, are they? I wouldn't class myself as being a smooth talker.
I think I sound like an absolute idiot when I talk.
Everybody hates their own voice, though, don't they? To start
That's
with,
true. But I mess up a lot of words as well. So if someone is listening for ASMR, they're going to get annoyed because I mess up so many words. It's not smooth at all.
Same here. Particularly when we're doing this, because we do this unscripted. yeah. unrehearsed, mm-hmm. and sometimes I know what I want to say, and I just can't think of the word, and I'm like, maybe that's a trigger, though. I mean, in fact, one of the things, because I looked this up, Wikipedia is brilliant for all that sort of thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And one of the, in sort of the more clinical explanations of it, it said that one of the triggers or things that people look for, apparently, is slower-paced videos that are informative and detailed.
All right.
Well, that's us.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose we are quite relaxed and
slow. Yeah, like, a lot of the trend these days on YouTube, particularly for, like, gaming channels and stuff like that, mm-hmm. is they're just information, delivery, and then you can see there's a glitching right in the screen where they cut it so much just so that they can get 230 words a minute in.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just relentless all the way through. Mm-hmm. And we don't do that at all. No. In fact, we include a lot of our mistakes. Some of them I edit out, but a lot of our mistakes are left in there. A lot of the pauses and gaps, we leave it in. Because it's a podcast at the end of the day.
It comes across as more genuine, I think.
Yeah. Because, like, when you first introduced me to podcasts, I thought, well, this is kind of like a radio show, but without music.
Yeah, basically.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I approached editing the podcast, video and audio. You know, I thought, well, when people mess up on the radio, they can't cut that out.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to roll with it and work it into the final production, you know?
Yeah.
And like, if you were to download, like, BBC podcasts or I don't know, CBN or whatever, if you're in the States, I don't know if they do podcasts, but if you downloaded that from like a live show or a live radio show and they'd cut out all the little mistakes that were in there, you'd be like, well, I missed out all the funny bits.
Yeah, yeah. I have heard it a few times on the radio, especially in the morning, where someone will accidentally swear or something and then they're like, oh, sorry about that.
Because
it's live, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, but as far as ASMR goes, the more we're talking about it, the more I feel like I have got a couple. But I wouldn't say it's like a braingasm or whatever you're saying, but like they're just, it's the same as like everyone has smells that they really enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I love the smell of petrol. Things like that.
Well, I love the smell of a two-stroke engine. Not a four-stroke, but a two-stroke petrol engine.
Right.
I love that. My brother used to have a little 50cc motorbike thing. And, yeah, when we used to start it up in the garage, I'd quite happily just stand behind him.
Yeah. Do you know one smell I really, really like? I know smelling isn't really ASMR, but it always reminds me of Grandis. Fresh tomatoes in, like, a greenhouse.
Oh, yeah, I love
that smell. And it takes me back to being, like, 3-4 years old. And
funnily enough, that is actually a smell I particularly don't like.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love it. It's probably my favourite smell.
When they're still on the stalk, you mean?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and especially in a greenhouse, because it just keeps the smell
in. It keeps it in, yeah. And I find it a little bit overpowering. And, yeah, I'm really not, particularly tomatoes, I'm not actually that keen on the smell of them when they're still on the vine.
Yeah, yeah. But one thing I did know, notice with certain sounds, I'm a massive fan of crunching pickles.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that is an odd one. I don't think I've encountered that one yet.
This is the closest I've got to a braingasm, but I don't, it's not like, for me personally, it's not a sexual thing. It's just, oh, I like that sound. That's quite nice. Like going to sleep with cats purring.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I was scrolling through social media, and I think it was like a post about ASMR, and there were certain sounds. And then the last one was literally just a woman crunching pickles and eating them. And it was like the mouth and the crunchiness. And I was like, oh, that sounds quite nice, actually. I'd like to go to sleep to that.
But, yeah, fair enough. Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. But as far as like really enjoying sounds and things, I can't actually think of many that I really like. I'll tell you what I do really like, but I don't think it's a braingasm, is in Star Wars when Obi-Wan Kenobi says, hello there. That gets me every time.
Really?
Yeah.
The original Obi-Wan or the Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, yeah. There's just, I don't know if it's like a nostalgia thing. Maybe I'm relating ASMR to nostalgia.
It could be.
Maybe that's something we need to look into.
Well, that it could be related, couldn't it? I mean, the sounds can trigger memories.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't trigger the memory, it can also trigger the emotional response to a memory, even though you're not necessarily thinking about it at the time. Same with smells can. Same with visual cues. Some visual cues can also...
I mean, aren't we all connected up there?
Yeah. Well, all your senses are connected, aren't they? So I would imagine that there isn't a sense that particularly doesn't trigger ASMR. Some kind of touch sensations could possibly do it for some people. Mm. Smells, sounds, literally visual stimulation.
Yeah.
It's all going to have some kind of effect, isn't it?
Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly. So we thought we'd try out a few of the more popular ones.
Okay.
I'm going to try it out on you, because obviously I can't get an immediate response from the people at home. So.
I got you.
So the first one, obviously, is the lip smacking. Is this doing anything for you?
No.
No?
I just tried sipping on a can to make a noise and it didn't work. So.
That didn't work?
No, lip smacking doesn't do it for me. I think it sounds quite weird. I don't know.
Yeah?
It's not you personally. It's
No. Like I say, some people really hate it. And I've seen on YouTube where I've watched other people's live streams and stuff like that, where people go, oh, stop drinking your drink because it's making your lips smack all the time and I hate the sound.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then other people come on and they go, leave them alone. No, it's not that bad. I quite like it, you know. So, you know, like I said, it's 50-50. And some people just never, ever get an ASMR response anyway.
Yeah, well, is there such thing? What's the opposite of ASMR? Because there's certain noises that I can't stand. Like, I'm sure everyone's the same, but when my smoke alarm goes off, I instantly get anger.
Yeah.
Because it's so loud and obnoxious.
Or the sound of somebody who's only just started learning to play violin.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Horrendous, yeah. But I don't know if there is a direct opposite to ASMR, or if there is like an actual, you know, official term for that, you know, hating a sound.
Yeah. If someone's just starting off learning the piano and they're hitting wrong notes, is that just jazz?
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Okay.
Anybody who actually plays jazz will tell you that's a definite no.
Oh, yeah. It's not. Fair enough.
There are standards in jazz and you've got to learn them.
Hey, I love jazz, man. I do.
I like a bit of jazz. I'm not keen on like the mad jazz, like the fusion or whatever it's called, where they're just trying to hit as many notes in as quick as possible just to prove that they can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that sort of swing style jazz, you know, that kind of...
Yeah, I like the skiddy da bap da bap.
That kind of thing I quite like.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's another thing with ASMR, is there's certain notes in music and certain bridges to choruses and stuff like that. I've had kind of tingles from that before.
Yes, certain chord progressions in songs can produce, like you say, that either elevated feeling or depressed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly when you start introducing like diminished notes and minors and stuff like that, that's more of a depressing thing. But there are very much chord structures that will make you feel uplifted. Chord progressions. A lot of songs utilize that to sort of get that response from you. So you automatically like that music. And I think a lot of like the record companies probably play on that a lot to actually to promote their most valuable people. Mm-hmm. But we're not here to touch on that.
That's another conversation.
So, okay. So we're going to carry on with a couple more.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you're all right. We've got to stretch it out a little bit. Right, so a balloon.
Can I close my eyes for this?
Close your eyes.
To get the full effect. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to rub on this balloon.
No, that's horrible.
Not even the smooth one.
No.
Don't like the balloon.
That's two for two. That's no.
Okay, right. So not a fan of the balloon.
Or the lips.
Or the lips. No.
Or whispering. No.
Close your eyes.
No, that's horrible.
Okay, so this one is tearing paper.
Not as bad as the balloon, but I still don't like it.
No?
No.
That's okay, this is interesting.
If anything, I'm getting emotions of fear. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, oh, that's a... introverted, where I'm like, oh, no,
Okay, receding into yourself. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay,
so... Go on then, sorry.
Now we've got cracking polystyrene.
Oh, see, I don't mind that one. Because that's kind of like crunching pickles. There's a bit of crunchiness there. I don't mind that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Any tingles?
No tingles.
No tingles.
No, but I don't mind it.
It didn't want turning you off.
No,
it certainly obviously wasn't turning you on.
No, definitely not.
Now this next one, I know a lot of people find it relaxing to pop bubble wrap. The actual action of it that I'm about to do now.
Right, go on.
But I don't know if the sound is something that triggers it or whether it's actually just the feel of it. So we've got some bubble wrap. Do a bit of rustling as well.
That's not bad. To be fair, that is quite satisfying, isn't it?
Is it? It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, that is quite satisfying.
I love popping bubble wrap. I could do this all day.
The little pops. The rustling, not so much, because the rustling's a bit like when people open crisp packets in the cinema and things.
Yeah.
It's a bit annoying.
Some people like the rustling sound, though, from what I've researched.
Different strokes for different folks.
And this one, this one here is just another rustling sound. It's more like fabric rustling.
It's better than the other rustling, but...
Not doing it for you?
No.
No? Okay, no, so we've covered a few.
No, but
obviously, we can't cover every ASMR trigger that has ever been listed on the internet, because there are some very unique ones out there. But those are some popular ones, you know, rubbing and rustling and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At least you've had, well, some kind of reaction to... Well, you've had a reaction either way. Either you kind of like hated the first couple, but then didn't mind the rustling and the popping. So,
see, I'm a bit weird with sounds, because I find that more like certain sounds, like rustling and crisps and loud noises, they really anger me.
Right,
it's more a negative thing for me, ASMR, if you know what I mean. I've found a couple of things, like I said, about the pickles and cats purring and stuff. There's the odd thing where I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. But for the majority of it, I get annoyed. I like a very quiet, peaceful life. If anything's cranked up too loud, I can't handle it.
Fair enough.
Maybe I should see a doctor. I don't know.
And yet, I've witnessed you pull up in your car with thrash metal music going, rah!
Yeah. That's just to get me pumped for work.
Oh, right, fair enough. It's not an ASMR thing. I'm just going to listen to some metal to relax while I drive to work.
To be fair, I actually listen to podcasts all the way to work because it's about a half-hour drive.
Yeah.
So for about 25 minutes, I listen to podcasts where it's like nice, soothing. And then 5 minutes before I get to work, that's when I turn on heavy metal to get me pumped and more awake and ready for work.
Not
so
fair.
There's only a small...
I suppose, yeah, window. The time of day that we start work as well, you need a bit of waking up, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I certainly do.
But I just want to shout out, there's a guy called Dallas Green who a lot of people might know. He's the lead singer of Alexis on Fire or City in Colour. His voice is like an angel.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't say it's... it might be ASMR for some people, but I've never heard a voice like it. And it's really interesting because he hits such high notes and it's such a smooth, calm, relaxing voice, and he does mainly acoustic music.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's certain songs that he has. he was actually at playing at my wedding. Not him personally, but his music was at my wedding. Okay, yeah. And I find some of his music is actually really, like, I fall asleep within 5-10 minutes sometimes listening to him. So shout out to him. If people know Dallas Green, or if they want to get into ASMR music, I'd start there.
Because I think go and check him out.
Yeah, he's incredible.
So. I might check him out myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of acoustic music.
Yeah, I think acoustic music is quite relaxing and easy to listen to.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the closest you're going to get to ASMR. I can't imagine there's many people listening to dubstep going, oh, yeah, this gives me the tingles. I'm pitching a tent right now listening to dubstep. But no way. It's not happening.
No, I shouldn't imagine it does, no.
But
anyway, I suppose we've got to put it to the paranormality scale.
I mean, there's not much paranormal about.
Not really a lot paranormal about it, but because it's such an interesting and strange thing, I thought I'd include it as a video anyway, and particularly since it came up on our YouTube analytics us being presented to people. I thought, well, why not cover it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
interesting.
It's not paranormal. It is strange.
And we like things strange.
We like things strange. It's believable.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do we rate it?
I'm giving it a 3.
3?
Yeah.
I was going to say 3 to 4.
Because it's not paranormal in any way, but there is a bit of strangeness to some people. Some people, other people might rate it quite high and say, well, actually, I get the tingles all the time from certain things. And, yeah, it might be more strange to them. But, to me, it's bizarre more than strange.
Yeah, definitely.
Just, it's odd.
So I'm going to give it a little bit more than 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 3.6.
Okay, yeah, all right. That brings our average to 3.3.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Do you know, I think it's fair. I mean, I just when I first found it and I started looking into it, it kind of took me down a little rabbit hole. For a few hours, and that's when I thought, well, you know, we might as well do a video. And I know it's not really paranormal, it's not ghosts, it's just not UFOs, but it is a little bit interesting.
Yeah. It's also...
And I thought, since it's related to us in some way as well, we ought to give it an honourable mention.
And in some ways, strange, weird and taboo things come under the umbrella of paranormal, same as, like, magicians and magic. It's all kind of... in the same realm, isn't it?
Yeah, so it is, yeah.
I don't. And also, we're not judging anyone that does like ASMR in a sexual way.
Oh, it's, God, no. You know, you get your.
You do you.
Where you get them, yeah.
It's just not. Oh, I can't speak for you, but it's not for me personally.
I've not found an ASMR trigger that I think, oh, that's turning me on.
Mm.
You know? So even if some people think it's just sexual, not 90% of people don't anyway.
What I'll do is, when I get home, I'll ask Chloe to get some pickles and dress as Princess Leia, and I'll get back to you on whether I get tingles. She's going to hate that I said that, but...
You know, that would be a good one.
That's the only thing I can think of that could potentially give me the tingles, but she won't have it.
Well, that's not going to start in your head, though, is it?
Well, you know, PG... So that's that's all we got time for today.
Almost. obviously, like we're about to sign off now. But anybody who wants to comment or you know send us an email with their own stories. If you've had ASMR responses to anything strange that we haven't covered today, please let us know. You know, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, I actually really want to hear some tingly ASMRs for people.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about what triggers different people. So please write in paranormality.uk@gmail.com. And in other news, I don't know if it's too early to announce this. Obviously, well, this isn't being published today. But me and Josh have been discussing the idea of doing live streams, possibly only like once a month or something like that. We've got the technology to do it now, thanks to an interview that we did with another podcaster that kind of didn't go so well. So I ended up buying more equipment and it's looking very viable for doing live streams. Please let us know if you'd be interested in watching these live streams or whether you'd prefer us just to keep podcasts. Because we have had some people said that they'd be interested in the live streams. Obviously, it's extra work for us.
Extra work for you.
But we think, not really, because it just automatically goes out. But yeah, I mean, we thought it would be a good way for you, the viewers and listeners at home, to be able to contact us in real time with your own thoughts, your own theories, your own stories, and present them live, you know, like I say, as so that we can respond to you straight away. Because we have had like a couple of emails and stuff, and I've neglected to read them out. I will read them out in an episode soon. But yeah, we just thought that would be a really good idea, just and sort of like another string to our bow, really.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to take over the world, and we're doing it one step at a time.
Yeah, just like Pinky and the Brain.
Yes, you're the brain.
I'm pinker than you are.
Yeah, but I'm dumb like Pinky, so one of us has got to be Pinky. So.
But anyway, yeah, that was our kind of final thought. Let us know if that's the kind of thing that you'd be interested in. And until next time, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And this has been Paranormality UK.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.